بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، نشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد. يا أيها الذين آمنوا، يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، وحافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى، وحافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن أول يحسبه به العبد يوم القيامة من عمله صلاته، فإن صلحت قد أفلح وأنجح، وإن فسدت فقد خاب وخسر، إلى آخره. إن أول يحاسبه به العبد يوم القيامة من عمله صلاته. أولا we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He should be praised. And I thank Allah for allowing us to praise Him. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us one more Yawm al-Qiyamah to worship Him. We bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone. No one is worthy of it. No one. No human being is worthy of us to bow down to. No one. Nothing is worthy of our worship and our absolute obedience except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's servant, His messenger, His prophet, the last one. And we don't worship Muhammad, we obey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We seek refuge with Allah from the weakness of our soul. Especially leaders, especially imams who give khutbah, must seek refuge with Allah from the weakness of their soul. For we listen to the khutbah, even the angels right now have folded their books, and those who are coming now, the angels are not even recording them in the book. Once the imam gets up there and give khutbah, the angels themselves, they fold the books and they listen to the khutbah. How significant it is for us to come to the masjid for Yawm al-Jum'ah. Yes, we seek refuge with the weakness of ourselves. Fathers must say that before they teach their children. Husbands must say that before they teach their wives. Mothers must say that before they teach their children. We seek refuge with Allah from the weakness of our souls. Whomever Allah guides is never misguided. And yet, if Allah don't guide you, you will be misguided for sure. And Allah, no one can take you out but Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always to bless our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 1,300,000,000 Muslims, when they hear the name Muhammad, they say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How blessed he is. May Allah bless his great companions that we've learned so much from: Abu Bakr, Umar, Ali, and Uthman, and the rest of them, and his wives, his family. We're very blessed, brothers and sisters. We're very blessed to be Muslims and to know about the great traditions of the Muslims. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless the Muslims everywhere. Ameen. My dear brothers and sisters, In today's khutbah, I want to remind us of the ayah of Quran, حافظوا على الصلوات وصلاة الوسطى. Guard your prayers. Guard your prayers. All of them. Every one of them. Guard them, protect them, observe them. Especially the middle prayer. Salatul Wusta. According to translations, according to tafsir, according to explanations, especially Asr Salat. But guard all of them. This is the khutbah today. Brothers and sisters, never ever underestimate the significance, the value of prayer. Never ever underestimate the significance, the value, the utility of salat, prayer. It is deeper than we understand. I was on in a car Monday morning on the way to the airport from Los Angeles to come back to New York. And a young brother, college student, going for his master's degree, asked me a question. Imam Siraj, what would you say about one who would say, I can be a good person and not have to perform salat? What would you say about that? This khutbah is about that statement, that question. Brothers and sisters, you right now probably know some Muslim or someone who calls himself Muslim that have abandoned their salat. They don't make prayer. I want you to take a copy of this khutbah, inshallah, and give it to them as a gift. This khutbah is for them, and indeed for all of us. حافظوا على صلوات وصلاة الوسطى. Guard your prayers. Guard your five prayers. Salatul Fajr, guard it. Protect it. Preserve it. Make sure you make it. Salatul Dhuhr, when you're in your business, when you're selling on the street, when you're in school, when you're on your job, Salatul Dhuhr Asr, when you take your wife out, when you go out with the brothers, حافظوا على الصلوات. Yes, that's the khutbah today. Preserve what Allah ordered us to do five times a day, every day. Yeah, preserve your salat. Now, brothers and sisters, today, you know, this brother asked me this question about how significant is salat. I admit today that our pea brains as human beings can't even appreciate the magnitude of Allah's awesome wisdom in something like salat. Can't figure it out. You can't measure it. And the only thing we know is whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a portion of His understanding, so we know somewhat of the great significance of salat. Never, ever, ever underestimate the significance, the value, and the utility of salat. I ran across a hadith, subhanallah, subhanallah. This hadith, powerful. Consider this. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أول يحاسبه به عبد يوم القيامة من عمله صلاته.
the first deed that we will be judged on the day of judgment is our salat. Do you know how many things we do, brothers and sisters, a day? We do so many things, and we're going to be judged by every word that we utter from our tongue. Everything we do, Allah is going to hold us accountable for. Everything we do. Everything. Allah sees everything, and we are held accountable for everything. But the first thing to be judged on Yawm al-Qiyamah is the salat. How significant is salah? Is that significant? If the question is asked by Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, "Sa'altu Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ayu amalu habbu illa Allah?" Wa qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "As-salatu ala waqtiha." ما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاة لا ولكن قال الصلاة على وقتها. When the question was asked by Ibn Mas'ud, what deed is most loved by Allah, he says, he didn't say salat, he said الصلاة على وقتها, prayer on time. Not prayer, but prayer on time. You have to do it. You're not doing Allah a favor when you get up in the morning, though you're tired, and you go make salat. You're not doing Allah a favor. Because you know what? On Yawm al-Qiyamah, the first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to look at is your salat. Therefore, guard your prayer. Why is this significant? Brothers and sisters, I saw a verse from the Quran that made me shake. I think it's going to make you shake. And I want you to shake for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? I think you will shake. Do you know, brothers and sisters, from time to time, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, after the believers in Jannah and those who are punished in the hellfire, from time to time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make them have conversations with one another. Yeah. The people in Jannah can see the people in hellfire from time to time. And according to ayahs from Quran, they will have a conversation. Ashabul Yameen, the people on the right hand, yatasa'aluna min al-mujrimin. Al-mujrimin, they are talking to the people who are the criminals. And they ask them a question. They ask them a very significant question. Qalu, they said, these are the people, Ashabul Yameen, the people on the right hand, the companions of the right hand, the people in Jannah, the people in paradise. They're asking them, they're looking down. Qalu, they said, Ma salakakum fi saqar. What made you fall into hellfire? Why are you there? Why are you in the hellfire? قالوا, they say, the people in hellfire, they say, لم نكو من المصلين. We were those who didn't keep up prayer. Stop. Think, brothers and sisters, who are these people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are referring to? They're referring to the mushrikeen. Concerning the kafir. Think about it. The kafirs are in hellfire not because they didn't keep up salat, but
But because they didn't even worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, didn't believe in Allah, they don't believe in Tawheed, they don't have Iman. But these people here are those who know Iman, who know Tawheed, who say, yes, I'm Muslim, but they don't keep up their prayer. Muslims who go around, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum. Muslims who wear kufis, Muslims who wear khimar, Muslims who wear dalbiya, Muslims who have beards. These are Muslims, brothers and sisters. Hafizu ala salawat wa salatil wusta. Guard your prayer, unless on the yawm al-qiyamah you will say, lam nakum min al-musallin. I'm not of those who make salat. You know something, brothers and sisters, something. I was speaking to some Muslim once a couple of years ago, and I said, brother, and I made the mistake of calling him brother so-and-so. He says, I'm doctor so-and-so. You're doctor so-and-so. Concerned about the title doctor. Then there's some Muslims who pride themselves and go to Hajj. This is good. Make as many Hajj as you can. Go to Hajj. Go make Utsh. Go make Utsh. An appointment. Long Island Jewish Medical Center. Big complex in Long Island. Specialist. I had to go there. Had to stay there all day. Hungry. Where are we going to eat? They didn't have a halal restaurant, but they had a kosher cafeteria. So all the food there was halal for us to eat, that the Jews made in consideration of their own people. Had to make salat, salatul dhuhr and asr. Where I'm going to pray? There's no masjid there, but there's a temple there where the Jews can go and pray, and they had them in mind. I walked through this complex, and I noticed the patients. I saw black patients, I saw white patients, I saw Muslim patients, I saw Latino patients in a Jewish medical center. I looked on the wall, I said, employee of the month, the African American woman. And I looked around, you know what, they had thousands and thousands of employees that they were paying money to. And I looked at some of the doctors and nurses, Muslims. And here we are talking about the enemy, this, there are our enemies and they're that. But yet, they have facilities that we send our children there. And not only that, we fill out applications because we want a job. You know what it dawned on me? When I was in Los Angeles, a brother told me, take me from the airport. He said, Imam, you know, in the Los Angeles area, there are 500 Buddhist temples. 500 Buddhist temples. One of them costs $26 million. I'm not concerned so much with the cost, but what I am concerned about is the facility, because they're taking care of their people. And you know what? There's going to come a time, brothers and sisters, where we're going to have to stop just talking and start building. Start building. You know how many doctors we have, Muslim doctors? You know how many Muslim doctors we have? And all of them have to get an application to go to Jewish hospitals or some other hospital. What I'm saying today, this salat, wallahi azim, I believe that if we master the salat, can understand its significance, it will help us in everywhere to get organized. Because Muslims, really by right, supposed to be the most organized people on the planet. There's no one more organized than us supposed to be if we apply the salat to life. But we really don't. So brothers and sisters, I say this to you. Salat. Hafizu ala salawat. Wa salatul wusta. Please, please. Guard your salat, your prayers, every one of them. Be careful. Wherever you are, say, time for salat. Now you know, brothers and sisters, salat comes in so early, soon door, after, right behind door. Then maghrib is right there. And if you're not careful,
you blow it. Don't say, I'm going to the movies at 1 o'clock, and you know you're going to blow your salat. You know it. I'm going to the basketball game. Fine. But go to the basketball game in a way that you will not violate your salat. Take your family out? Yes, take them out. But guard your prayer first. First, your duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you're going to be asked about it on Yawm al-Qiyamah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to please strengthen us to worship Him, especially our prayers, especially prayer, the middle prayer. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us throughout the mustaqeen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen His ummah, that we may be obedient to Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get our families together and help us to learn this deen. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وعلى أزواج محمد وعلى ذريات محمد وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملت على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاة قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين ومن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك معادون والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون أولئك هم الورثون الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وإذ قلتم يا موسى لن نصبر على طعام واحد فادع لنا ربك يخرج لنا مما تنبت الأرض من بطلها وكفائها وفومها وأساسها وبصلها قال تستبدلون الذي هو أدنى بالذي هو خير اشتدوا مصرا فإن لكم ما سألتم وضربت عليهم الذلة والمسكنة وباءوا بغضب من الله ذلك بأنهم كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله ولا يقتلون النبيين بغير الحق ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون.